From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. April was the deadliest month for American troops in Iraq this year, and six more servicemen have been killed in the last few days. That brings the total number of U.S. military deaths in Iraq to 4,071. Army Staff Sergeant David Julian was among them. On March 10th, he stepped outside a storefront in Baghdad. A suicide bomber detonated the 20 pounds of explosives strapped to his body. Staff Sergeant Julian was the first soldier from Evanston, Wyoming, to be killed in the war. Wyoming Public Radio's Peter O'Dowd visited his family and friends, and he has this remembrance.
Becky Frame has thousands of her brother's photographs stored on a home computer. Some show the violence of war, smoldering buildings, unexploded bombs. But every so often, a picture comes up that displays the mischief she remembers. Like this one. Somewhere in the desert, David Julian is standing in front of a tank, his middle finger extended playfully toward the camera.
And of course, he can't just look at the camera and be normal. He's got to make stupid faces.
She says Julian smiled in his sleep. He tickled his niece and nephew until their little bodies couldn't take it anymore. Brother-in-law Alex Frame remembers the torment he endured while living with Julian and his best friend, Josh Rasnick.
I have a dog that didn't like to be house-trained very well. And every morning he'd always poop right in front of the door. And Josh and Dave would always, no matter if they were out of town, they would drive home. So they would be home in the morning just to hear me step in it.
Julian was a 31-year-old tank commander on his third tour in Iraq. He was due home in July, and by October, he would have been out of the military for good. Becky Frame says this time Julian knew his luck was running low.
I told him when he left. You stay in your tank, you don't get out of your tank, I don't care, you pee in a bottle, you don't get out of that tank. He would never tell me too much, because I don't think he wanted any of us to be scared.
Julian was married less than a year to his wife Erin when he died. In December, the couple had their first child, a girl named Elizabeth. His sister says Julian came home for Christmas last year. He spent only 18 days with his daughter. And Becky Frame says the hardest part is knowing that her niece will grow up with no memories of her father.
Yeah, there are moments that I'm angry. I'm angry he's gone. But he believed in what he did. And if he believed in it, then I have to. I would like nothing more than to be able to be angry at the Army or angry at somebody. But there's not really anybody to be angry at.
Except, Frame says, at the man who took her brother's life in that Baghdad market.
Now there's a suicide bomber who is extremely real to me.
On the day of Julian's funeral, the residents of Evanston, Wyoming, lined the streets leading to the city's cemetery. They waved American flags and watched Sheriff's Deputy Josh Rasnick lead the funeral procession to his best friend's gravesite. A few weeks later, Rasnick straightens the flags that have become tangled in the wind. He's known Julian since seventh grade when they harassed rival Boy Scout troops together. Rasnick says it's that mischief that he'll miss the most.
Whether it's sit and BS or go harass or play a joke on somebody. It's going to be difficult to not be able to do that anymore.
A stand of pine trees watches over the grave. Julian hated pine trees. He cut them down near his base in Georgia so he could be reminded of the barren, windswept landscape of Wyoming. Rasnick laughs. Staff Sergeant David Julian would appreciate the irony. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Laramie, Wyoming.